Are you ready for some facts about Romeo and Juliet?
Yes.
All right. This is she's very excited.
Love that movie.
Okay. Number one, Baz Luhrmann wanted to prove that Shakespeare wasn't just for snobs. That was one of his main reasons.
What a charity.
He said this 26-year-old writer wrote this fantastic play so that everybody could understand it and so that everybody could be affected by it. How about that? How about this one? Leonardo DiCaprio flew to Australia on his own dime to get the movie made. Romeo and Juliet came out a year before Titanic, so long before Leo mania had struck.
Well, it already had struck with me.
What, from Silver Spoons? What the hell was the show he was on? Growing Pains?
Growing Pains.
Growing Pains. With that star power behind him, Leonardo DiCaprio had to fight hard to get the movie made. He cashed all his business class tickets so that he could bring his friends, and he stayed in Australia for no money at all, Luhrmann said. He did a video workshop so he could persuade the studio to do it. He was very passionate about it.
Wow.
How about this one?
Mm-hmm.
Natalie Portman almost played Juliet.
Ugh, no, that would not have been.
Hey!
She's fine, but she would not have worked. It wouldn't have worked.
It wouldn't have worked?
No.
You sure?
It's only Claire and her ugly crying. Would have been.
Be nice.
Well, have you not seen her do the crying?
Well, ooh. She does it every 2 seconds on Homeland.
Yeah, it's some ugly crying.
Luhrmann claims many famous actresses read for the role, but he's only confirmed one, and that's Natalie Portman. She made it all the way to rehearsals, and studio execs found her pairing with DiCaprio problematic because she was 14 and he was 21.
Oh,
so the ages of the characters, I guess, didn't matter because they're teenagers, right? in the play.
Well, wait, no, are they?
Yes.
I mean, I know she's supposed to actually be 13, 14, but no, how old is he supposed to be?
I think they're both teenagers, if I remember correctly.
He's supposed to be older.
If he's older, he's like 16.
Right.
They're kids. They're teenagers. Star-crossed lovers.
Yes.
Don't drink the water.
In Fair Verona is...
Jane Campion suggested Claire Danes for the movie. You know, Jane Campion, the producer and director of The Piano and other magnificent movies. Luhrmann was struggling to find a suitable replacement for Portman, and his fellow Aussie director, Jane Campion, said that you need to take a look. Here you go. You need to take a look at My So-Called Life. That's it.
I mean, yeah, My So-Called, she's very angsty.
That show rules.
That is what Juliet is. She's being angsty all over the place.
Danes did not fawn over DiCaprio. DiCaprio said that she was the only actress who looked him in the eye during the auditions, which is no mean feat considering how many women were smitten with the teenage heartthrob. Claire just came in, was in the moment, and she was so there, and she connected with me.
You know why? Because she had to deal with another heartthrob, Jared Leto.
Jordan Catalano.
Yeah. She knows how to deal with it.
Yep. Oh, man. Marlon Brando nearly joined the cast.
Oh, is he going to be the dad?
Pete Postlethwaite ended up playing Father Lawrence, the priest who marries Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, that would have been weird.
But Marlon Brando was initially interested in the role. Luhrmann said that Brando sent him letters about the part, but then took himself out of the running due to personal family problems surrounding his son, Christian. His son was going through some stuff.
Right. That would have been a weird casting, I think.
Yeah, well, he would have been a real treat to work with. a hurricane hit the set during filming. Luhrmann explained to The Guardian that there was a real hurricane, and he got a lot of it on camera during the A Plague on Both Your Houses line.
Yeah.
That's like a real...
That's cool.
Real hurricane thing going on. How about this one? A hairstylist got kidnapped.
Oh, no. And this is all in Australia?
Yeah. At one point, its key hairstylist, Aldo Signoretti, was kidnapped and held for ransom. What? The banditos rang up and said, for $300, you can have him back.
Wow.
$300?
I'd be mad.
If you were the...
Like, really, 300?
300. You can't ask for more?
Come on.
I'm a very, very popular hairstylist.
1,000. Come on.
I will do all your hair.
Ask for more money.
Okay. I got a few more of these, but we want to find out what's going to happen on the opening bell, and Here is Steve Grzanich. Hey, Steve.
We missed you.
Oh, thanks. I'm glad to be back.
We're happy you're back. You know, you had to do that $300 like in the Mike Myers voice from the villain. The $300.
Right. Yeah, 300 bucks. That's big.
That's pretty sad.
Yeah.
Well, coming up on the opening bell, are you curious? Do you have lots of questions? If you're like me, you often go down what I call a rabbit hole looking for information once you find a good topic. What if I told you there was an app out there that is called Curiosity? We're going to talk with the CEO about it and how we're going to keep you curious for the rest of your life. Coming up next on the opening bell.
All right. Thanks, Steve.
Have a great day.
All right. You
Bye.
Too. Okay. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
The billboards have secret Shakespeare quotes.
Oh, yeah. No, I've watched it enough times where I stare at everything.
And they have the quotes.
With the guns, it's like thou shalt.
Right. And speaking of the guns were named after swords.
Yeah. Well, I assumed as much.
They have shootouts in the film as opposed to sword duels that take place in the Shakespeare play. Lerman alluded that the original weapons by stamping all of the guns with names of swords. Some characters carry a dagger 9mm and others carry a rapier.
Oh.
So we'll keep an eye on that. And then the final scene references another star-crossed lover. It is the classical composition or love death that Wagner wrote for Tristan and Isolde. And then finally, the soundtrack went platinum. Did you buy the soundtrack?
Yeah, I did.
I bet you did. It had Garbage, The Cardigans, and Desiree.
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
There you go. 12 little facts about...
And it was also a PC or a CD-ROM thing, so you could put it in the computer and it had a whole other like extras for the computer, for your PC.
Yeah, for your big PC.
For your Windows 95. Yeah,
well, there you go. There's a few facts about your favorite movie there, Esmeralda.
Thanks.
All right, well, we'll see you tomorrow, and your old buddy Dana DiLorenzo is going to be here.
All right.
Okay. All right, news is up next in about 9 seconds.